Larry Sanders, I'm sure, won't mind me saying you, he's 81 and joins me now. Larry, good morning.
Good morning. I'm 80, not 81.
You're 80, not 81.
Yeah.
Well, these things count, of course, at that advanced age. Now, is it a little old to be doing politics, Larry?
Well, no. The simple answer is no. I feel fine. My brain seems to be working, and I'm delighted to be doing a job that I've really worked around for 30 or 40 years.
Because you've been working in the health field for all that time, haven't you?
That's right, yes.
Now, your priority, if you, in the unlikely event the Greens were involved in government, Larry, you get a health portfolio. Would junior doctors be your priority?
Well, junior doctors are a big part of it. My priority really is saving the NHS. And I think, I'm not sure that everybody is aware of the extent of the privatization and underfunding that are attacking the basis of the NHS.
Hang on, they're spending more money on the NHS than ever before.
Well, that's rubbish. If you take into account the number of older people, like me, who use the NHS, and the normal increase in health spending across the world, every year we're falling behind.
But how are we going to pay for it, Larry? It's costing a lot of money already. We've got all these migrants coming in from Europe. Last year, 330,000 net migration. That's putting huge pressure on the NHS.
Well, the migrants is a red herring.
In
fact,
is it?
A good chunk of the NHS is migrants. And most migrants come to work. And when they work, they pay taxes. And their taxes are... doing what?
Supporting and they have children. And they have children, and they put pressure on schools and the NHS.
Look, I didn't come along to talk about that. We're talking. I think. Perhaps
well, you're, hang on, Larry. You're talking about the health portfolio, and I'm saying to you, migration is a key factor in pressure on the NHS.
I'm disagreeing with you.
All right. So let's agree to disagree. What else would you do as Green Party health spokesman?
Well, there are two parts to health. As you well know, the greater part of health is not health care, it's how well you're able to live. So the increasing poverty we've got, lower wages and so on, is leading to more ill health. So our first priority is to make sure that people have a decent life, that they're able to heat their houses. We lose thousands of old people every winter because they can't keep warm enough. So that's the first priority. The second one, of course, is we're blessed with an NHS. I come from the United States and I can't tell you what Americans think when they realize that there's this marvelous service that they don't have to pay for, and that costs the whole system half of what the Americans cost. So the second bit is to protect this marvelous service.
Yeah, it's amazing, isn't it? Because America, if you're in America, they get your credit card off you, even if you're probably in a life and death health
That's
situation.
The first X-ray, yes, just to find out how much you've got in your wallet.
All right. Well, you've mentioned America. Just before I let you go, your brother. Tell me about him. Is he going to be the president of the United States?
I think he probably is. And one of his key policies is to introduce a universal health service, something like the NHS.
That'll be expensive.
Look, don't talk about expense. What do you want to pay for? Is your health worth something to you? It is to me. And I'm concerned about people's health and my grandchildren's health, and not about penny pinching or spending on any other loads of other crap that we don't need.
All right. And are you advising your brother on health policy?
Well, I would if he needed it. He's been in this camp for many years.
All right, that's Larry Sanders, Green Party spokesman on health, brother to a certain American presidential candidate who says, what are you asking about money for? You know why I'm asking about money? Because that's what pays for the NHS. Karen Malone.
My next story, okay. Well, it's not...